بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله، الحمد لله رب العالمين، الحمد لله، الحمد لله الذي نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، فمن يهده الله فلا مضل له، ومن يذله فلا هادي له، وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن سيدنا محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وسلم، وهو الخاتم الأنبياء والمرسلين. قال الله سبحانه وتعالى في القرآن الكريم: يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم، ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وكونوا مع الصادقين. صدق الله، صدق الله العظيم. We seek refuge with Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala from the rejected shaitan. With the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the most gracious, the most merciful. The praise, the thanks belong to Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the Lord of all the worlds. The praise and thanks belong to Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We praise Him, we seek His help, we beg Him for His forgiveness. We believe in Him and we put our trust and faith in Him and in Him alone. We seek refuge with Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala from the evil of our souls and the evil of our deeds. For he that Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala guides, there is none that can lead him astray. And he whom Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala leaves astray, there is no one that can guide him. And I bear witness and give open testimony that there is no God except Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala alone. He is without partners and associates. And I bear witness that Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is his slave and his messenger, the seal of all prophets, the last of all messengers. Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reminds us in the Holy Quran, Ya ayyuha alladhina amanu, O you who believe, take heed of Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as you should take heed of Him, and do not die unless you are Muslim. Ya ayyuha alladhina amanu, O you who believe, take heed of Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and speak the truth. He will direct you to do good righteous deeds, and He will forgive you of your sins. And whoever obeys Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and His messenger, then he has already achieved the greatest achievement. Ya ayyuha alladhina amanu, O you who believe, take heed of Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, wa kunu ma'a sadiqeen, and be with those who are truthful in their words and their deeds. Surely Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks the truth. Dear Muslim brothers and sisters, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Truly the best of words are the words of Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the best guidance is the guidance that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has sent through His Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He reminds us in the Holy Quran, and asked them about the town that was by the sea, when they transgressed in the matter of the Sabbath, when their wails came to them openly on their Sabbath day, and the day they had no Sabbath, they did not come to them. Thus did we give them a trial, because they were defiantly disobedient. Dear Muslim brothers and sisters, the scholar of Islam, Hassan ibn Fadil, he was asked, is there any mention in the Holy Quran of a time when the work that was halal was like a single meal of the day, while that work which was haram was everywhere like a flood? In other words, he asked Ibn Fadil, was there ever a time mentioned in the Holy Quran that wholesome, blessed work was in short supply and very, very few opportunities, while that work which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had forbidden and prohibited as a means of income was abundant and readily available? Ibn Fadil, he replied, yes. The story from among the chronicles of Prophet Dawood alayhi salam, Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions in the Holy Quran the people of the town of Eilat, when he said their whales, whom they relied upon for food and trade, would come to shore only on the Sabbath or Saturday. Dear Muslim brothers and sisters, who were these people? When did they and where did they live? And why is this a lesson for the Muslims until the Day of Judgment? According to Ibn Abbas radiallahu an, and Wahab bin Manbih, this ayah refers to the people among Bani Israel that lived in a town on the shore between Egypt and Midian. This town was on the Red Sea, and it was named Eilat, that is in Arabic, or Eilat, or Eilath, which is its name in the Bible. It was during the days of Prophet Dawud alayhi salam and his rule that these people lived. And Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala declared the Sabbath as their day of worship and forbade them to hunt or fish. Dear Muslim brothers and sisters, you should know their city, Eilat or Eilath, is first mentioned in the Bible in the book of Exodus of the Old Testament. It was, in fact, the ninth, or rather among the ninth and 13th stations where Bani Israel camped out after crossing the Red Sea in their flight from Egypt. On their way, of course, to Jerusalem, their promised land. It is now, today, Israel's southernmost city, a popular port and a tourist resort located on the northern tip of the Red Sea. So, why is this city and its people a lesson for us today? Pay close attention, inshallah ta'ala, and maybe the lesson will become clear. During the reign of Prophet Dawud, alayhi salam, Eilat was the town of the time, with more than 70,000 in its population. The town was a thriving hub of business and activity. Being that it was a popular port, some scholars say that they were accustomed to whaling and selling the blubber and oil, and thus the town had grown in size and wealth. But Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tested them with strife by making the whales stop showing up during the week as usual, so that when things were good, they obeyed. And the Sabbath, their Saturday, that was their custom to worship and to give thanks and reverence. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala decided the whales would stop showing up. And the town found themselves in crisis. This was their livelihood. And as a result, very few opportunities existed for trade. Then Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala ordered that every whale in the sea make their way to the shores of Eilat, but only on Saturday, the Sabbath, and that they should make haste and leave before the sun went down to give them opportunity not to be there on Sunday. So when sunset, no whales were around. Sunrise on Saturday, they said, according to the reports, there were so many whales, you could barely see the water of the ocean that was there. So, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tested the people of Eilat by making these whales show up only on Saturday and every following Saturday, their Sabbath, their Jumu'ah, the Jumu'ah for Bani Israel. Dear Muslim brothers and sisters, now the people of Eilat began to notice the pattern. And it didn't take long for them to justify breaking their promise to Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala by not working on the Sabbath. And they decided that they would follow a technicality. They put their efforts together and dug shallow ponds not far from the shores of Eilat. Then they dug troughs, like lanes, that they connected the ponds to the sea. So when Friday night came, they opened the lanes on the troughs so that the whales would swim through these lanes and find themselves in the shallow ponds that they made. And since the ponds were shallow, they were unable to dive and turn around and go back out to sea. So on Sunday morning, they would find all the whales there, lasso them by the tail, and string them up along the shore. Dear Muslim brothers and sisters, these whales of Eilat were akin to the camel of Saleh. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He said in the Holy Quran, فَقَالَ لَهُمْ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ نَاقَةَ اللَّهِ وَسُقْيَاهَا. But the Messenger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Saleh, he said to his people, careful, that is the she-camel of Allah. Do not harm it and do not bar it from having its drink. These whales, in the same way, were a special sign for the people of Bani Israel in this town. But no matter what warning that they received, they rejected it in spite of what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had said to them. In spite of what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had as a covenant with them and a promise. Dear Muslim brothers and sisters, Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, as we well know, is Ar-Rahman Rahim, the merciful, the most merciful. And thus He tolerated this affront, this disrespect for a very long time. But He constantly warned these people via Prophet Dawud alayhi salam that they should fear Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and adhere to the Sabbath and devote that day only for His worship, or else they could expect to be seized by the punishment. They were heedless. And in fact, instead of reducing production, they increased it. And they said, no punishment is going to seize us. Saturday is not forbidden. Saturday is not forbidden for us. This day is a day for our work and our trade. It was our forefathers who were forbidden to work these days or this day because they murdered the prophets. Dear Muslim brothers and sisters, 70,000 people lived in Eilat at that time. And all of them, men, women, and children, received the warning of Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But not all of them were heedless. 12,000 of them obeyed Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The best of these 12,000 ceased to fish on the Sabbath and then warned the others that they should obey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and do the same. The remainder who also obeyed, their only difference was that they didn't warn the other people to obey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as these other, the best of them did. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, through an angel that He sent to Prophet Dawud alayhi salam, He warned them for the final time. Repent, heed the Sabbath, or else expect your doom this coming Saturday. So those who had repented, the best among them who warned the other people to stop disobeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when they heard this, they packed up and moved far away from the city of Eilat. The remainder who did not warn the people but did obey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they moved away in the city of Eilat into one area together. And they built a wall between them to separate themselves from the rebellious. Thus, more than 58,000 people of Eilat kept it business as usual and disregarded the warning of Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You should know, dear Muslim brothers and sisters, that Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has a name for people like this. But before we go into detail, we have to ask ourselves, did these people deny that Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala was God? No. Did they reject the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? No. So technically, they are not disbelievers, are they? No. They are what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala warns us about in His book. وَلَا تَكُونُوا كَالَّذِينَ نَسُوا اللَّهَ فَأَنسَاهُمْ أَنفُسَهُمْ أُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْفَاسِقُونَ. Do not be like those who forgot Allah and thus forgot themselves. They are fasiqun, rebellious. So 58,000 people denied that Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala would send His punishment. And they continued to disobey the very one that they recognized as the Almighty. It should be noted, dear Muslim brothers and sisters, how those who obeyed behaved. They didn't just wag their heads and act as if what was going on with their brothers was okay. They moved. Both groups separated themselves from the fasiqun. They too believed that the promise of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is true. And they believed that the punishment of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala would certainly descend upon those who were openly disobedient. أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله ولي ولكم أستغفر الله إن الله غفور رحيم. الحمد لله الحمد لله رب العالمين الحمد لله الحمد لله الذي نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا فمن يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن سيدنا محمد عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وسلم وهو الخاتم الأنبياء والمرسلين أما بعد. Dear Muslim brothers and sisters, the day of the Sabbath came, the day that Allah had promised His punishment. And those who built the wall awoke to find that all was quiet. They didn't hear the hustle and bustle of the morning on Saturday that they were accustomed to. A city of 58,000 people was silent. As the day wore on, The people of the walled town became anxious about their brothers and was curious what had befallen them. So they sent a group from amongst themselves to climb over the wall and investigate. When the group reached the other side, not a single human being could be found. And as Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He said in His book, فَلَمَّا عَتَوْ عَمَّا نَهُ فَلَمَّا عَتَوْ عَمَّا نَهُ عَنْهُ قُلْنَا لَهُمْ كُونُوا قِرَدَةً خَاسِئِينَ So when they were insolent about which they had been forbidden, we said, be you apes despised. Another ayah mentions, cursed were those who disbelieved amongst the children of Israel by the tongue of David and Jesus, the son of Mary, alayhi salam, alayhi salam. That they, whether that was because they disobeyed and habitually transgressed. Once the first group reported what they found, the others climbed the wall to witness what had befallen the rebellious. And as they looked at the apes and swine, they recognized their relatives amongst them and noticed that the recognition wasn't mutual, at least not until the animals came closer and could smell them. And then they began to wail and cry. They said to them, those who had obeyed, didn't we warn you about the wrath of Allah? The animals could not speak. The apes and swine could not talk. But they understood, and they all nodded their heads in reply. According to Qutada, he reports that the youth were the ones Allah transformed into apes, while the adults were transformed into swine. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala kept them in this state for 3 days. And in those 3 days, they did not reproduce themselves. And on the third day at its close, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala took all of their lives, and they laid prostrate dead as apes and swine. As the dead filled the city, it was not long before Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent a strong wind with strong rain and washed their carcasses into the sea. Thus, the doom befell the fasiqun. And rest assured, dear Muslim brothers and sisters, that they will be restored to their former forms as human beings on the Day of Judgment and cast into the fire. Dear Muslim brothers and sisters, Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, after Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala descended the Torah, there were no other people that were destroyed among the nations nor in any era with a severe punishment from the heavens except the people of this town which stood by the shore. And Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala transformed them into apes, and we also know they were also transformed into swine. Dear Muslim brothers and sisters, Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He reminds us, and we gave Moses the scripture after we had destroyed the former generations as enlightenment for the people and guidance and mercy that they may be reminded. What can we learn from this, dear Muslim brothers and sisters? The message should be obvious. Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the author of all things. La hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. There is no movement nor power without Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala decided that the nation of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam would have their Jumu'ah on Friday. You don't think that Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knew that Saturday would be the weekend? That most of us could easily find time for Jumu'ah and not be habitually late? This was what He had decreed for Bani Israel, that their Sabbath, that their day of worship would be Saturday. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave the best to the best. And that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had made Friday, Yawm al-Jum'ah, the master of the days of the week. And He decreed that this day, Yawm al-Jum'ah, be the day for the Muslims. It was the day that He created Adam alayhi salam, the day that He descended him to this earth, and the day that He called him back, and the day that He will call all of us back. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made this day sacred. So I remind you, dear Muslim brothers and sisters, as I remind myself, the message should be obvious. And we should avoid the actions of those who incurred the wrath of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, believing that they could get around the command of Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with a technicality, skipping the khutbah and catching the rak'ah. Dear Muslim brothers and sisters, again, I remind you, as I remind myself, do not think that you can outsmart Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Do not think that you can skate on His mercy. The warning is the mercy. And those who respect Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, heed the warning. Yes, Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is Ghafoor Rahim, the all forever forgiving, the most merciful. But He also says He is shadidul iqab, severe in punishment. Dear Muslim brothers and sisters, again Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reminds us in His book, was'alhum, ask them about the time that was by the sea. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when He says ask them, He means Bani Israel. Don't you know that there are many among them today that don't play around with the Sabbath? Many of them take it very seriously. And some of them, you may have heard their names. And they begin their observance on Friday night. Just like we believe that the night comes before the day, so do they. You don't think that they know about their brothers? As Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, when he said to Bani Qurayza, O brothers of the apes, they did not dispute that title. They knew it then, and they know it now. So what's your excuse? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He asked us, أَأَمِنْتُمْ مَنْ فِي السَّمَاءِ أَنْ يَخْسِفَ بِكُمُ الْأَرْضَ فَإِذَا هِيَ تَمُورُ أَمْ أَمِنْتُمْ مَنْ فِي السَّمَاءِ أَنْ يُرْسِلَ عَلَيْكُمْ حَاصِبًا فَسَتَعْلَمُونَ كَيْفَ نَذِيرٌ وَلَقَدْ كَذَّبَ الَّذِينَ مِنْ قَبْلِهِمْ فَكَيْفَ كَانَ نَكِيرٌ. Do you feel safe that He who is over the heavens will not cause the earth to swallow you? Then behold as it shakes when it quakes. Or do you feel safe that He who is in the heaven will not send a wind against you? Then you may know how terrible my warning has been. And indeed, those before them denied and belied the messengers. Then how terrible was my denial of them. Dear Muslim brothers and sisters, The lesson here, there is nothing but doom for those who abandon the deen for the dunya. Every week, Allah decides a test, subhanahu wa ta'ala. Every Friday, Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has His angels standing at the doors of the masjids, taking attendance. Who has taken heed? Who is obeying the order? Ya ayyuha alladhina amanu idha nudiya lis-salati min yawmil jumu'ati fas'au ila dhikrillahi wa dharul bay'a dhalikum khayrun lakum in kuntum ta'lamun. O you who believe, when the call is made for the salah on the day of Friday, make haste towards the remembrance of Allah and abandon business. That is better for you if you did but know. Again, dear Muslim brothers and sisters, I remind you as I remind myself, the main mission of the shaitan is to help you forget Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And again, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala warns us, وَلَا تَكُونُوا كَالَّذِينَ نَصُوا اللَّهِ. Do not be like those who have forgotten Allah. فَأَنْسَاهُمْ أَنْفُسَهُمْ. Then He causes them to forget themselves. Forget that you rely on Allah for everything. Everything! That it is from Allah that your risk is coming from. That what you have, what you call yours, though you had nothing to do with it coming to you. That this is mine. Really? Whose is it going to be when we bury you? And Allah is the inheritor of all things. Please, dear Muslim brothers and sisters, pay attention. Pass the test. Count this khutbah as a warning. And know that Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala only warns as long as it is clear that you will listen. When it's clear that you are set in your ways, that you don't care how much Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sends you mercy and reminds you gently and entices you and encourages you and gives you incentive of Jannah over and over again. When it's clear that you love the dunya more than you love this deen, I remind you as I remind myself, سَأَلَهُمْ خَزَنَتُهَا أَلَمْ يَأْتِكُمْ نَذِيرٌ قَالُوا بَلَى قَدْ جَاءَنَا نَذِيرٌ فَكَذَّبْنَا وَقُلْنَا مَا نَزَّلَ اللَّهُ مِنْ شَيْءٍ إِنْ أَنْتُمْ إِلَّا فِي ضَلَالٍ كَبِيرٍ وَقَالُوا لَوْ كُنَّا نَسْمَعُ أَوْ نَعْقِلُ مَا كُنَّا The gatekeeper of hell asks every group, didn't the warner come to you? And every group says, no doubt, a warner came to us, but we rejected him. And we said, Allah didn't send anything down like that. You are mistaken. And then they will say, but if we had only listened and used our minds, thought about it, we would not be companions of the fire. Dear Muslim brothers and sisters, you've been served. You have received notice, and you cannot claim you were not warned. So you should know without a doubt that Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala puts first those who put Him first. And they are those who will never regret sacrificing for His face. Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, be a witness to what we have shared today. Surely the meeting with you is certain. Allahumma, O Allah, do not punish us like you punish the people who disobey. O Allah, do not make us amongst those who are heedless on the day of Jumu'ah. O Allah, do not make us the victim of the ignorant who do not want to obey you. O Allah, you said in your book, whoever does a wrong or wrongs himself but then seeks forgiveness of Allah will find Allah forgiving and merciful, and we are seeking your forgiveness and turning to you in repentance. O Allah, you have said in your book, so will they not repent to Allah and seek his forgiveness? And Allah is all forgiving, most merciful, and O Allah, we are seeking your forgiveness and turning to you in repentance. And O Allah, you have said in the Quran, but Allah will not punish them while you, Muhammad, are among them. And Allah will not punish them as long as they seek forgiveness. And, O Allah, we are seeking your forgiveness and turning to you in repentance. And you have said, O Allah, seek forgiveness of your Lord and repent to him. And he will let you enjoy a good provision for a specified term and give every doer of favor his favor. But if you turn away, then indeed, I fear for you the punishment of a great day. And, O Allah, we are seeking your forgiveness and turning to you in repentance. O Allah, you have said in your book, O my people, ask forgiveness of your Lord and then repent to him. He will send rain from the sky upon you in showers and increase you in strength and add to your strength, and do not turn away from his warning being criminals. And O Allah, we turn to you in repentance, begging you for your forgiveness. ربنا لا تزغ قلوبنا بعد إذ هديتنا وهب لنا من لدنك رحمة إنك أنت الوهاب ربنا أفرغ علينا صبرا وتوفنا من المسلمين ربنا أفرغ علينا صبرا وثبت أقدامنا وانصرنا على القوم الكافرين ربنا لا تؤاخذنا إن نسينا أو أخطأنا ربنا ولا تحمل علينا إصرا كما حملته على الذين من قبلنا ربنا ولا تحملنا ما لا طاقة لنا به واعف عنا واغفر لنا وارحمنا أنت مولانا فانصرنا على القوم الكافرين اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم وبارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم في العالمين إنك حميد مجيد عباد الله إن الله يعمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون وأقيموا الصلاة إن الصلاة تنهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر ولذكر الله أكبر.